For most of history, human flight was an impossible dream. It did not become real until 1783. The Montgolfier brothers in France designed a balloon filled with hot air. The balloon was made of fireproof fabric. It was about 33 feet across. Hot air weighs less than cold air, so the balloon floated. People soon discovered that gas worked the same way. If a basket was attached, it could lift things into the sky. The brothers didn't know if they could send people up in the basket. Maybe people wouldn't be able to live way up in the air. No human had ever been there. They sent up a sheep, a duck, and a rooster to make sure it was safe. The animals lived. On November 21st, two men climbed into the balloon's basket. This was as many people as the balloon could easily lift. They floated for about 5 miles. These men were the first people ever to see Earth from the sky. Why does a gas balloon fly? A gas-filled balloon rises because gas weighs less than air. The weight of the gas plus the balloon is less than the weight of the air in the space it occupies. If too much weight is added or too much gas is removed, it will not be able to rise. This is why helium party balloons float for a while and then slowly sink to the ground. The helium is escaping. When there is too little helium, the weight of the balloon pulls it to the ground. Gas balloon pilots control their balloons by changing the weight. To raise the balloon, they throw something heavy overboard. To lower it, they let out some gas. Soon, all of Europe had balloon fever. Everyone wanted to fly. But it was risky. A fire had to be kept burning in the basket so the air in the balloon would stay hot. And balloons were hard to steer. You might end up anywhere. Only a few months after the first hot air balloon flight, three Frenchmen launched a balloon filled with hydrogen. This is a gas 6 times lighter than hot air, so a balloon filled with it could float without needing a fire. Gradually, people figured out how to steer balloons. In 1785, one flew over the English Channel. Armies tried using balloons to observe the enemy, to get supplies over enemy lines, and to make maps. But for the next 100 years, they were mainly just an exciting way to have fun. In 1863, a German count named Ferdinand von Zeppelin came to the United States. He was an army officer who was there to observe the American Civil War. After studying the battlefields, he headed west. In St. Paul, Minnesota, he met a pilot who had flown balloons for the Union Army. Now this pilot took people up in his balloon. Zeppelin seized the chance. He never forgot the excitement of seeing the Earth from the air for the first time. For the next 20 years, it stayed in the back of his mind. He was sure the simple balloon he had flown in could be turned into something that would change the world.